Jane Fonda has always been a brave woman on a constant search for self-improvement. This attitude has resulted in a truly fascinating life. The daughter of Hollywood star Henry Fonda, Jane's mother committed suicide when she was 12, something that she would only find out a few months later by reading about it in a magazine. After working briefly as a model, in the 1950s, Fonda followed in her father's footsteps by joining the movie business. She worked for almost a decade in Hollywood and on Broadway before playing the lead in Barbarella, 1968. This sexy sci-fi, directed by her then-husband, the Frenchman Roger Vadim, was to be her big break. Among the many awards she has received during her long and successful career, Fonda has won two Oscars, one in 1971 for Clute and another in 1978 for Coming Home. Although she has been a Hollywood star for many years, Fonda has always refused to submit to its rules, choosing instead to follow her heart and her strong political ideals. She was particularly involved in anti-war activism during the Vietnam War, even traveling to Hanoi to report on the U.S. bombing of the city. Her opposition to the war saw her arrested several times, and for years, the FBI kept her under surveillance, under suspicion of being a communist. In 1978, when looking for funding for her own non-profit organization for children, Fonda opened The Workout, a fitness studio that became an instant success. A couple of years on, she wrote Jane Fonda's Workout book, which was translated into more than 50 languages. Then came her videotape version of the book. With more than 17 million copies sold, it became the biggest-selling VHS tape of all time and contributed to the birth of the home video business. Her series of workout videos were a worldwide phenomenon among women who started doing Jane as a means to become more aware of their bodies and feel empowered. Yet Jane Fonda has never been afraid of revealing her vulnerability either. This is made apparent in her autobiography, My Life So Far, published in 2005, and with the recent documentary Jane Fonda in 5 Acts. She candidly addresses, for example, her eating disorders. She suffered from bulimia and anorexia until her 40s. She attributes these issues to the strict control she exercised over her body. After divorcing CNN founder Ted Turner, Fonda decided to lay roots in Atlanta, Georgia. Recently, she was treated for cancer, although she remains as gorgeous as ever. Like most women, Fonda grew up believing that in order to be loved, she needed to be perfect. It was what she called the disease to please. But she says she finally discovered that she doesn't need a man to define her.
And now, an interview with the extraordinary Jane Fonda.
Last summer, HBO released Jane Fonda in 5 Acts, a tribute documentary covering the extraordinary life and career of the world-famous actress, producer, and philanthropist. Born in 1937, Fonda started acting and producing in the late 1950s, but she also became known as a committed activist for causes such as pacifism and reproductive health. Fonda continues to act. She is currently starring in Netflix comedy series Grace and Frankie, along with Lily Tomlin, featured in Film Book Club with Diane Keaton, and is involved in future projects, such as filming the second part of the hit movie 9 to 5. In her 2005 memoir, My Life So Far, which was number one in the New York Times bestseller list, Fonda reveals her late feminist awakening and narrates the hardships she endured in order to feel comfortable with herself and her body. As she puts it, she sees her book as a roadmap for other people.
I get letters and emails from people all the time who have just read my book, and it had a big impact on people. What surprised me is it had an impact on men as well as women. Oddly enough, a lot of people identify with the various struggles that I've had. issues with parents, issues with eating disorders, issues with men, issues with self-confidence. I felt that these things could be brought to a broader audience, that it would be informative and helpful to other people, and that I was in good hands.
Fonda began her political activism in the 1970s, during U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. Shortly after that, she traveled to Hanoi for the first time. It was, she says, a defining moment in her life.
I would say that prior to my becoming an anti-war activist, I had lived an eventful life, an interesting life, but a meaningless life. I was a kind of a pretty girl who made movies and kind of hedonistic. When I decided to throw in my lot with the anti-war movement, everything shifted, everything. The way I looked at the world and other people, the people I was drawn to, what interested me, everything changed. That was the big change.
Fonda has starred in more than 50 movies and has worked with some of the best actors and filmmakers in Hollywood. Nevertheless, she points out that the woman that has impacted her the most was Katharine Hepburn, with whom she worked in the film On Golden Pond, along with her own father, Henry Fonda.
The woman that had the biggest effect on me was Katharine Hepburn in On Golden Pond, which I also produced. And that was really the first time that I can honestly say someone I was working, a woman that I worked with, had a lifelong impact on me.
Fonda, who turns 81 on the 21st of this month, reveals that she is still evolving, since she keeps questioning herself and learning from experience in order to live a full and spiritual life.
I try to listen more than I talk. That's one important thing that I've learned. I wouldn't use the word revolution now, but constant change, yes, I am still changing. I'm only 80, and there's still a few decades to go, if I'm lucky. Why be alive if you're not learning and changing and growing? I think that's the purpose, to try to figure out how do you keep doing it. You may not be able to make your life longer, but you can make it deeper and wider.